So we all recite the topic unchangingness. And that...
Oops.
the last point of this tenfold presentation, which is the topic inseparability of the qualities, has been partly explained yesterday, and Rinpoche continues from that, and it continues with the second point, which is the detailed explanation of the essential meaning of these four points explained yesterday. And this has two parts, the explanation of how they are not two different things, and the detailed explanation of the meaning of liberation. So first is then the Danzig to the first is as follows. Direct perfect enlightenment with regard to all aspects and abandonment of the defilements along with the karmic imprints are called Buddha and Nirvana respectively. In the true or absolute sense, these do not exist as two different things.
Dedane Sangye Sijete Kiza Tamjin Chambichani Tapare Teni Nyande Sijete Lord Trubat Sebichani Tapare Dabatane Tani Zamdo Tateje Ninda Tani Zamji Goni Tadere Mato Molache Bayamar Ningu Ton Chiglando Vatiniji Ser Papi Yikitam Bijur Jeton the number Yeva meeting.
So By direct understanding of all aspects without any exceptions, which is to say, direct understanding of all knowable objects, which would be all relative and absolute phenomena, and these are then directly understood as they are and to their full extent, then by this there is direct perfect enlightenment, and the realization which consists of this type of enlightenment. So this is the aspect of realization. And then there's a second aspect, which is the fact that the incidental stains or defilements, which are the two obscurations, the obscuration of mental poisons and the obscuration of knowledge or to knowledge, along with the karmic imprints, have been relinquished without any exception, then this is the aspect of abandonment. And since these two qualities, realization and abandonment, have become ultimate, then viewed from the formerly mentioned aspect, the aspect of realization, this is called the perfect Buddha, and viewed from the latter aspect, the aspect of abandonment, this is called nirvana. So shortly speaking, Rinpoche says, the direct knowledge of all knowable objects or phenomena, this would be called perfect Buddhahood. And the complete abandonment of all obscurations and karmic imprints, that would be called nirvana. And when one speaks of direct realization or knowledge, this would mean this would not be a knowledge which comes about by inference, no inferential knowledge, but a direct knowledge. So then, as with regard to these aspects, it is also to be understood that there is only a difference as far as the two different terms go. But as with regard to the meaning or the essence of this Buddha nature, then these are just one and the same thing. And since this is so, then in the light or the meaning of the true field of experience of the primordial wisdom of the noble ones, so seen, so to speak, with this wisdom, or in the light of this wisdom, then these two aspects are completely inseparable and they do not exist as two different things.
Sanjeji Komba drop some because of Karasambare. Kunzup the ton, tambe chu, tamche in Chambala. Deni Tokpachani, Sanje Sere. Kunzup the ton, tamba, chu tamche, munsum, the zipper Sanjeji Komba drop somebody. Sam San Yangin and Deba drops on the tedu, deni, no mumba the his tripper trima pachata jeba jang sanguire, or te evaco. Ara Sanje drops on the Kandesanguire. Nyangde drops on the Karasambare. They are Kugugo. They are Magona Sanje drops and Nyangde drops and Basango Pingman.
So Rinpoche says, sometimes we think, I will reach perfect Buddhahood. And then again, sometimes we think, I want to reach, or I will reach Nirvana. And then Rinpoche says, so if one doesn't know what these two mean, it's of no benefit to think like that. So then one should understand actually what one is thinking. So if we think, I will reach perfect Buddhahood, then actually we think of the aspect of realization, of the fact that once we have reached this, then we would directly see or understand all relative and absolute phenomena. And so that would be the aspect of realization, which is called perfect Buddhahood. And when we think, oh, I want to reach Nirvana, then we would think, oh yes, I have to abandon whatever possible obscuration, the two obscurations of mental poisons and knowledge, and all karmic imprints belonging to this. So when this is absolutely eradicated, then this is the aspect of abandonment which is called Nirvana.
Then I say, Rang is same to nail on some to talk. Same to nail on some to talk, but tell a tainty, guns up the taunt and betrayed something on some to talk with. Then he talk by temple. Hit up temple, Jonah, then he rang some giver.
So if one puts this, Rinpoche says, in the words of the Julama, then one would say that once one's own true nature of mind is realized, then on the basis or of this realization, one would also have the direct realization of all relative and absolute phenomena. And then when this great realization or this great discriminating wisdom has arisen, then this, then one has, so to speak, become Buddha or has reached Buddhahood.
Then, young Samji Nelo, the Hinian Butopa Latin, the new Mumba Drepa, the Hiza Tamji, Hiza Drepa Trama, Pakat and Jeba Sabitovje, they ran the Dongat Sanimeva China, the Nyangin Devator.
Then again, when on the basis of the direct realization of the nature of the mind, all obscurations, the veils of mental poisons and whatever hindrances to knowledge, along with all the karmic imprints belonging to those, have been completely eradicated, and then due to this complete abandonment, one is freed of whatever suffering, then this is called Nirvana.
Then I saw Mongba Tang, Donga Yabasenate, Sanjay Yang, Marinyan, the Antoyama.
Since we all have suffering and mental darkness, then this is a sign that we have neither reached Buddhahood nor Nirvana, because the absence of these both would be the sign of these two aspects.
Nam Gung Mun Zoi Zoi Joy Dai Jemai Bai Jai Jemam Sai Jinyang Ni De Pani Tan Pe Tung Do Ni Ni Ni
Buddha Wood is every aspect of and perfect enlightenment, Nirvana is total removal of impurities, along with their latencies. In the true sense, these are not different.
That's up to Nipa, Tarpeton Jebrikeba, Tarpasi the Garden. Number Tamje, Trangmipa, Sami to me, you did. Yin min tsinyi tarpati, tarpa kangde tib yinhi kisavasanti.
So then comes the second point, and that is the detailed explanation of what liberation means. And the dantik to this is, all aspects are present or complete, they are uncountable, inconceivable, and without defilement. The characteristic of liberation is its inseparability from these qualities. Such liberation is the Tathagata.
Tante Kapsa Yenti Namba Tamje Pa, Trang Mepa, Samdha Mepa Yenti, Dhamma Mepa Yenti, Yehebare Dele Tambu Yenti Yenti Matangba Mepa. number tamje pata. You intend number tamje than dembe, number tamje pata. You intend ye yevan tie pe trang me pata. Sanje to combat topa capsule, then sanje per capsule, sanje you intend ye yevan tal in deba. Yeva trang me by yevare, yeva trang me be in dinner. Trang down top park per cave. Sanje ji yuntin ji nam drang dang Sanje ji to dan ne ba te pa par ka ve to par ka ve sam de me bi yuntin dang su si ji ve sam ma to bi yuntin dim ni pa kya dang je ba nyu mo ba de ba dang xi zi de ba pa kya dang je ba pa me se na de ma me bi yuntin de yuntin de ye dang ye me ben ceni jin ji chu ko ngon som to jor ban ne tarpa nyangin len de ba de pan tar sem ba yin de tarpa chini ba kang yin ba de ne de yin ni ngon som to to pa cha ne de yin ke ba ni jang yin no de ka sa ta chu ko nyangin len de ba de yin ke ba yang de da ji ku ya
In this section it is explained how once the state of perfect Buddhahood is reached, then there are four qualities present, which is the that all qualities are complete, that they are uncountable, that they are inconceivable and free of defilement. And then in this aspect the reasons for this are given. Since the qualities are free of incompleteness, they are all aspects are present. Since there are different kinds, the different kinds of qualities are beyond end. They are uncountable, since one cannot fathom their different kinds, their number and their power. They are inconceivable, and Rinpoche says the qualities of the Buddha are for ordinary beings inconceivable, they cannot think them. And fourthly, since the two obscurations along with the karmic imprints have been relinquished or abandoned, it is free of defilement. So once the Dharmakaya, which possesses the characteristic of being inseparable from these four qualities, has become directly manifest, then this is called liberation and also Nirvana. And then a liberation which has this type of characteristic, then this is also the Tathagata, if viewed from the aspect that the suchness, or then in Sanskrit the Tathata, is directly realized. So Rinpoche says this explains again that if one speaks of Dharmakaya or of Nirvana or of the Tathagata, this is just different terms, but this refers to one and the same thing.
Tetari Sanje ji yuntin te yuntin ta yeba dan trang ma yeba yinba se na tene sabju sanju sanpa nam je jang sanje ji yuntin zokpar to mutabar te pe goni tenpa namka la namka tongpa la cha sampo na sa cha bod ya tanda nam dhubo na mama sa sikindu cha sikindu tene namka meba zo te doya yo mare tene sa nam dhubo na ranga neba zo te ma sa le long dhubo te tene yin sanje ji yun din la tene ta ye ba re zoya yo mare sumba re sabju sanju sanpa ka to ma to.
The space. So then, since the qualities which are present or manifest in the state of Buddhahood are beyond end, and they're uncountable, then even a bodhisattva who has reached the 10th bodhisattva level has not perfected these qualities to the full extent. And that, this can be likened to the way in which a bird will fly in the sky as long as its power lasts. Like if the power is exhausted, it'll fall from the sky. But the sky or space itself has no end.
Namba damje dhamme ba same jame yunde yeme tsinye tarpa gangde de jinje.
Nations characteristics to be inseparable from his qualities, complete, numberless, inconceivable, and stainless as they are, such liberation as this is the Tathagata.
Sumbhate dapi ngi par sevala mangi par rimi petam ngi pa chini Nime pe nile, tambo remu pe tela, pe tanton nile, tambo pe kebane. Teta remon dressepa, yenda yenlan kebata, kanke yenlan, kankepa, taking his aim me barjo. His aim me barjo. Then and the la cheek and yet my zoom the cheeky. Mada jabu teda la Kai rene Simbata. Tele tene Tuchor de remule la rabjuro. Tela number jornamla Chichi Yorgin song jorna. Tene Yorgin soena. Tema tansa remote. Yen la tamje mazoba. Major change, per se so. Tell a lavolo. Mambo Nambola. Subject Yankee.
So then comes the third point, and that is the explanation of these by means of example. And then that again has two parts. First would be the example of the painters, which would be an indirect example, one could maybe say. And the second is the explanation of by way of the example of the sun, which is a direct example. And then the first, the explanation of the example of the painters, that has two aspects. That's the example and the meaning. So first comes the example. And the Domsik is, some painters mastered their craft, each with respect to another part of the body, so that whatever part each would know how to do, he would not grasp or succeed with whatever other part. Then the king, the ruler of the country, handed them a canvas and gave the order, "You all together paint my image." Having heard this order from the king, they applied themselves carefully to their painting work. While they were immersed in their task, the one among them who knew how to draw the head went away to another country. Since they were incomplete due to his travel abroad, their painting was not fully completed in all its part. Thus the example is given.
Nam going to danger, Tony Topi, ye he be. There's Ramon King, ye pit them by name, Jetta Ramon Driver Sepa Po Sepa Mambo Soso, Morerini Kakeg and go trickiba Kakeg lakwa trickiba la sopa Go so yena yin than yin la cheba than keba Kakeg re keba trickiba. Then W. Kepa ta dune, Ambu nyam dune, Kangin goso yinla, Kangheba di, Yinla yin, Musemba meba de tre mahiba, Mahiba njurva tenra u yona, Ta kanga son mado yeremu yapu tretu vemare. Manjurva nam, sopa nam, Tene, Sengada jarbu, jarbu kaka nana, Mama Jarpo, the Kuba Chamber, Jarpo Kanana, Remonte, Tayako Jizoko, Mazan and Diamond. Nada Jarpe Tedala, Re Sene, Remote Trava, yet a re Gogondo, Rene Sene, the Cups of Re Sene, the Hogula Tetubri, Rene Sene, Nane, Kai, Kana, Ren Della. Chi remova kunje nga jarbu zogne chike chi songbana remoya puchi tikose tene katarte jarbu katarwa tene tupar chote remova remopan khi remon khi nam je tute ranang ke kan khi pe gote khi pa ke goya pote lakpate khi pe lakpate hai ta Ranan ke kan khe pa rimu cha khe kan khe pa yinla kan khe pa khe pa rimu le la rabdo joro rimu le ka so bare rimu traba tele ngwambar jobe rimu wa rimu traba la ngwambar jobe rimu wa namne rimu traba po te namne ngo traba tabo chik ngo traba po tabo se ta ji tabo chik yor kienda chik do so na Go Travatab, go on Draval and Krepatab, Machek, Clubs over Chick, Remova Chick, Yorki into somewhat journal, take up the Yomare. Go drinking, go go remote drinking, then Yorki into Suena, go te Matang Besena, Jarbu Zog, your remote, Yena Tamje, Yonzo Zogwar, Majorva Yenke, Pesong by the Sanjik, Tsuna Rinchinje. Kyupen dole pez de ne son bale. Ta tanda pe de sa son. Yang ton yere.
So,
So, so.
The, yes. Then the cause which accomplishes the four qualities mentioned before, this is, the primordial wisdom which realizes the emptiness which has the supremacy of all aspects. And this emptiness, this is shown by the example of the painters, which then follows. And the example is as follows. So if there are many painters who are skilled in their craft in a way that each is very good at painting a part of the body. So, for example, to be able to paint the head or the hand or whatever, but then whatever part each can paint really well, they cannot do the other parts. They're incapable of doing them. And then once these different painters were gathered together, then the king, the ruler of the country, Rinpoche says in former times a king was really a mighty person, and if he gave an order, one better did what he said. And so he said to all of these gathered painters, here is a canvas, and now you all together, you paint a good image of myself onto this canvas. And after having heard this order, they applied themselves to the painting work, i.e. each doing what they were able to do. Like the one who can paint the head would paint the head, and the next the arm, hands, and so forth. And while they were immersed in this task and doing their best, then the one who was the only one to be able to draw the head went to another country. And then due to this travel, they were incomplete. And from that it followed that also the image of the king or the painting of the king could not be fully perfected in all its parts. In other words, the head was missing. And so the example as given here, then this is the way it is given in the sutra requested by Rinchen, I think Ratnakuta Sutra. Then now the meaning comes. So the second part then is the meaning of this example. And the domzik to this is what is illustrated by the painting of these images are generosity, ethical conduct, patience, and so forth, emptiness, which is endowed with the supremacy of all aspects, is described to be the complete image. So then one may ask oneself or wonder what is the meaning which is illustrated by the drawing of these different parts of images. And these are generosity, which is free of whatever attachment, ethical conduct, which is free of the pollution of defects or faults, patience, which is free of whatever illusion, and then in the domestic it says, and so forth, and this and so forth expresses diligence or effort, which is synonymous with rejoicing in virtue, and meditative stability, which is one-pointed with regard to the object, and discriminating wisdom, which fully and which thoroughly and completely discriminates phenomena. So these are the different aspects of means. And then the emptiness which possesses or which is endowed with the supremacy of all these different aspects of means, this is the same as saying that the Dharmakaya has become directly manifest. And this then is described as being similar to the well-drawn image of the king being perfected in all its parts. And And so in short, Rinpoche says, what is shown by this example is that are the six perfections or paramitas, and on the basis of their being complete, then the Dhammakaya will become directly manifest. And Rinpoche says, as long as the practice of the six paramitas or perfections is not complete, this will not happen. So once this has happened, then this is the direct manifestation of the Dhammakaya. This is then likened to the image of the king being perfected in all its aspects. So if one wants to attain the state of Buddhahood, then one has to practice the six perfections or paramitas in their completeness. As long as they are not complete, or the practice is, so to speak, not extended on all of them, one will never reach this aim.
Jada ramon drze ba jindang yinlang ke ba kanji yinlang kanji dejing yinzin me bara tenen de la chikun maye zongin chihe ngada jarbu te dal kaye rene simba
da sati nipa ngipa ti nime pi tenpa la chuntun jyoba tang Sanje ni nyangine de patamba ni le tambo chundo jobane Hirab ye ki namro nam sartan tro dan ta serda tade mese wo dan se nimes jengo nam dan song ki zobas
Then this is the second part, which would be the explanation of the directly fitting or the example, and that has again two parts. First, corresponding qualities are presented, and then secondly, Buddhahood is shown to be equivalent to Nirvana. And then the first is the presentation of corresponding qualities, and the domsik to this is, since discriminating wisdom, primordial wisdom, and complete liberation are illuminating, irradiating, and purifying, and since they are not different things, they correspond to the light, the rays, and the orb of the sun.
Yunti namba yedan denba gondo, gondo yebe, yunti namba yedan da yezon, yunti namba yedan yermebe. Hirab gangin batan, hirab tan, yehi gangin batan, namba trova gangin batan, namne, gorem jetavar, yendo, Sabar se patan, trovar se patan, takbar se besena, sumga, takbar se besetan, sumga yang tate ba me besena, u sarvatan, sen trovatan, nimitin kor takbatan, te sum tate me ba nanda, chun sumbayin.
Discriminating wisdom, primordial wisdom, and complete liberation, which are inseparable from the four qualities which have been mentioned before, since these are illuminating, irradiating, and purifying. And since these three aspects are not different things, that are not differentiated, then they have qualities which correspond to the quality of its orb.
Tandika Supichinte Hirab Yehi Namdur Somre Pete Tininyame. O sarva sen prova nimitin ko number tabasomre ta hirapte nema o sarva tabo yihite sen prova tabo nimitin ko Tanda number tapa yendo number the nimichinko number tapa dang sumare.
And so in this verse, the three qualities which are discriminating wisdom, primordial wisdom, and complete liberation are explained, and they are explained by means of likening them to the three aspects of the sun. So discriminating wisdom is compared to the clear luminosity or radiance of the sun, its clear light. Primordial wisdom is likened to the spreading or irradiation of the rays of the sun, and complete liberation is likened to the purity of the orb of the sun.
Tanda Hira Viki number Jiyeva Yunayan, Mohun Deva Deki Nimburan, the Yel Mabare, Susuyaman.
And so he has also explained that once the Buddha nature or the true nature of the mind is realized, then this is simultaneously all obscurations, along with all karmic imprints, are abandoned without exception, and then the Buddha nature has reached a state where it is endowed with the two aspects of purity, the inherent purity of its nature and the purity in terms of the purification of all incidental stains, and this is the fruit. And then this fruit possesses the aspects of discriminating wisdom, primordial wisdom, and complete liberation. But then as far as the nature or the essence of this Buddha nature or nature of the mind is concerned, then these are not different things, but completely inseparable or indifferentiated.
Kepar kepa te tawe na hiza thamje la hiza chu kaana ya chakpa mepe yi hiza ba hiza chu thamje ngon som tu zeba yi hiza ba nga wa zopi sanje ni mato par dhapa thamje le namba trove nyangin le deba thar simpa mato te pena wu sarwa tan sen trova tro yinpa pang nene Nimitjinkor number tavar munibajino.
So, so without obtaining Buddhahood, perfect Buddhahood, which has the sight of primordial wisdom, which is completely free of whatever attachment with regard to all knowable objects, then without obtaining a Buddhahood which is qualified in this way, then one does not or will not, one does not obtain the ultimate nirvana, which is completely liberated from all obscurations. Just as for example, one is not able to see the perfectly pure orb of the sun if one were to abandon its clear light and its irradiating rays.
Tandi kapso u sarvati hirabre sendrovati hire ti hirab yihi u sarva hirab ti u sarva yihi ji sendrova ni ji chani sanjere chembe chani ga pare tene nima tengko nambar tabas ji ti nima ranga ngola tama me ba ti nyangde je epere. This is a U Sarvatan, Central Pante, Mate, Panyamata, Muneva Yendo, Sanje Jacomba, Mato de Pato, Tatoganyan de Togumarasumba. Dina Nirang Nindu the Ranja, Jinande, the Negap Jinande, Mato, Tatoganyan de Maimba Tengi.
So, discriminating wisdom is here likened to the clear light of the sun, and primordial wisdom is likened to its spreading or irradiating rays. And so these two represent the aspect of knowledge, of yes, of knowledge. And then Rinpoche says the pure orb or body of the sun, then this is the example for nirvana, which is equivalent to the complete abandonment of all obscurations. But then, as in the example, if one eliminated the light of the sun and its rays, one would not be able to see this pure orb. Then in the same way, without this aspect of knowledge, which is represented by discriminating wisdom and primordial wisdom, then one can. And so in this sense, then, this verse also teaches that the nirvana reached by the Shravaka and Pratika Buddha Arhats is not the ultimate nirvana, but a temporary one. One that is yet to be, so to speak, given up or left behind.
Tenya Sanje Danyante ni de Korda Lavozona, Hiram Tarsimbakabso Sanje Vare, Debat Pakya the Jebasibakabs in Yande, Sandi Kabjitinzo, the Hiram Tarmasimba Pardo.
And if one wants to make this very easy, which he says, then one can say that once discriminating wisdom has become ultimate, then this is the moment where the state of Buddhahood is reached, and the relinquishment or abandonment of whatever obscuration or stain then is equivalent with Nirvana. So as long as discriminating wisdom has not become ultimate or perfected, then also not all the stains would be eliminated. Therefore, ultimate nirvana would not be reached. Is actually then missing. That's on the top of the page.
Therefore, until the achievement of Buddhahood, Nirvana is never achieved, just as without sunlight and sun rays, the sun could never be seen.
Young Taji.
Therefore,
the Namja number two tell that don't second door ten, but the tone jabber 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 tone joke dova. Dorten jake turned the nile, Dorten jake nitsa sonta to turn the risomba. Ton dovane theater, Jervin Nimbo ne Namja namba choki ju, his avasa.
So, first, this tenfold presentation, or the points which make this tenfold presentation up, have first explained in short, then in detail, And then thirdly, they are summarized. And the Domsik that goes with that is, in this way, the nature of the victorious one is expressed by means of a tenfold presentation. Last one. So that's a summary then of the meaning explained before. And in the way, this has in the foregoing been explained in detail. Then the Dhammata, or the true condition, the Tathagata Garbha, or the nature of the victorious one, or then again in other words, the Dhamma Dhatu, has been presented in a, one could say, very structured or orderly fashion, starting with the feature essence, or the point essence, up to the point inseparability of the qualities. So in this way, it's been well presented in terms of a tenfold presentation. That's not too great. I can never deal with this. And so Rinpoche says, so he has now explained these 10 points concerning the Buddha nature from the root text and the commentary to the Julama, and then we should read this both well and try to understand it. And then he will also later explain the way this Buddha nature is obscured by stains or defilements at a later state, in short. And tomorrow, starting from 9 o'clock until 8 o'clock until 9. So 8 to 9, he'll explain the discrimination of phenomena and the true nature, one can say, or what phenomena really are. And Rinpoche says this is will be translated, and it's very important to understand the view which is presented in this text, so it's good if people come.
Tene jyo lame de yin yin bin nam ya jyo ha ko son ta chin yin nam ji le jyo ra ye te kan de do ta.
So then once one has gained an understanding of these 10 points concerning the Buddha nature, then one should well look What the, well, I think it's something like what the discrimination of phenomena and their true nature has to say.
Yeah.
Between 9 in the morning or the evening?
In the morning.
Morning. Kyo bari? Gonda chujo jeva nite? Lo hene ya bunda. O saig mare sento.
Gewande jewa kwen sonam yeshe sozomi.